Welcome back. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to color an old school drum and bass transition so it has that vintage soul and tapish grime, but still hits with modern punch at the drop. The big goal is a 32-bar transition that tells a story. Early on, it feels dusty, wide, a little unstable, like you sampled it off a slightly tired record. Then as we approach the drop, we tighten everything up. Cleaner low end, more controlled brightness, less smear, more impact. And we'll do it with stock Live 12 devices and smart routing, so you can copy this into any tune. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to something dnb-correct, like 174 BPM. Choose a root note, F, F sharp, or G are super common, especially if you want weight without the sub getting too floppy. Now make a few groups so the whole session stays controlled. Drums, bass, effects or Atmos, and optionally a mix bus. That routing is not just organization. It's so your color processing happens intentionally, instead of turning into a random pile of distortion that you can't undo later. Now we build the bass the right way, split it into sub and mid. This is non-negotiable if you want both the old school vibe and modern headroom. Create a MIDI track called bass, sub, drop operator on it. Oscillator is a sine wave, one voice. Keep it simple. The sub's job is to be stable, readable, and mono-friendly. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24, around 120 Hz. Resonance basically near zero. This isn't for tone, it's to keep accidental harmonics from poking through and confusing your low end. Now add glue compressor. Set the attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 4:1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the louder notes. You're not trying to squash it. You're trying to make the sub feel consistent, like it's glued to the grid. Then add utility. Make the sub mono, either width at zero or use the bass mono function. This is one of those club translation rules. Widen your mids, never widen your sub. MIDI-wise, keep the sub pattern simple. Root notes, maybe an occasional fifth. The mid bass is where the movement and character live. The sub is your foundation. Now create your MID bass track. Bass, mid. Add wave-eatable or operator if that's your thing. But wave-eatable makes it easy to get a harmonically rich restyle mid. Choose a sawish wave-eatable or something with some bite. Use unison, but keep it tasteful. 2 to 4 voices, low amount. We're not making a trance super saw, we're making a rolling dnb mid. Next, add auto filter and high pass it. Use a 24 dB slope and cut around 120 Hz. This is critical. You're intentionally making room for the sub layer so you don't get phase fights and headroom problems. Now add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive somewhere between 3 and 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is where we start painting soul onto the mid bass, but we're not trying to destroy it yet. After that, add chorus ensemble in chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, amount maybe 10 to 25%, mix around 15 to 30%. Think of this as the vintage width and hardware wobble vibe. Don't overdo it, because we're going to automate it later. Then add roar, Ableton Live 12 distortion and color monster. Start gentle. Pick a tube or tapish preset if you want a quick starting point. Low drive for now. And inside roar, be mindful of the low end. You want most of the aggression living above the sub, not crushing the actual foundation of the track. At this point, you've got a modern sub foundation and a soulful mid canvas. Now, here's the concept for the whole transition. We're going to automate 4 main things over 32 bars. 1. The MID filter cutoff opens toward the drop. 2. Roar drive increases toward the drop, but we might pull it down right on the downbeat for impact. 3. Chorus mix decreases at the final moment so the drop hits clean. 4. Stereo width increases gradually in the mids, while the sub stays mono the whole time. That's the old school to modern story. Old school is narrower, darker, more unstable, more tapish. Modern is tighter, brighter in a controlled way, clean low end, and punchy. Let's lay out a simple 32-bar arrangement skeleton. Bars 1 through 8, T's. Minimal drums, bass hinted, dusty vibes. You're setting the scene. Bars 9 through 16, add layers. More drums, more mid movement. Bars 17 through 24, tension building. Risers, edits, maybe a couple of jungle-style bass mutes. Bars 25 through 32, pre-drop energy, then pull back, then impact. Now let's add the vintage soul movement without wrecking the mix. On the MID synth, add a tiny pitch drift. In wave-eatable, use an LFO to oscillate or fine pitch. Super slow rate, like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, and a tiny amount, like 2 to 6 cents. You're not trying to sound out of tune. you're trying to sound alive. Then make the filter talk. On auto filter, attain an LFO to cut off, sync it to the tempo like 1/8 or 1/4 and keep the amount small. This is the rolling motion that makes old school bass lines feel like they're breathing. Optional, but very jungle. Make a dust layer. Create an audio track called bass, dust. Duplicate your MID. Print it if needed, or just route audio from it. High pass aggressively with EQ8, somewhere between 400 and 800 HC. Add saturator with more drive, like 5 to 10 dB. Add redux slightly, maybe downsample to around 12 to 18 kHz. Then utility and widen it a lot, like 120 to 160%, but keep it quiet. This layer should be felt like grit in the air, not heard as a second bass line. Think minus 18 to minus 24 dB. Now we swing back to modern punch. Tighten the envelope and the note tails. On bass, mid, add a gate. Set threshold so it closes between notes. Keep the return short and the attack fast, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, uncontrolled tails turn into mush fast. The gate helps the bass start and stop like it means it. If you need further control, add multiband dynamics gently. Use it like a tone shaper. If the low mids bloom too much, compress that band a little. But keep sub out of this by design, because the sub is on its own track. That's the whole point of splitting the layers. Now we create the color bus, where the transition magic becomes easy to automate. Group bass, sub and bass, mid into a bass group. On the group, put EQ8 first. If there's mud, dip around 200 to 350 HC by 1 to 3 dB. Don't automatically cut. Listen, that range is often where the room and reese live, and you want it controlled, not deleted. Next, put roar on the group as bus color. Early in the build, keep the drive low, like 1 to 4 dB. Then automate it upward so by round bar 28 or more like 4 to 8 dB, depending how aggressive you want it. Use the mix control to avoid overcooking. Sometimes 60 to 80% wet is plenty. Then put glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction when it's hype. This is glue, not flattening. Then utility. If you absolutely need bus width movement, keep it conservative, like 90% to 110% across the build. But teacher note, it's usually better to automate width on the MID track, not the entire bass group, because widening the whole group can mess with how the sub feels, even if it's technically mono. Now, transition FX. This is where we sell the DJ-friendly energy. Create an audio track called FX Riser. Use operator, turn on noise. Add auto filter in bandpass mode and automate the cutoff rising over 8 to 16 bars. Add reverb, with a decay around 3 to 6 seconds, and darken it with high cut around 6 to 8 kHz so it feels vintage and doesn't hiss all over your mix. Use utility to keep it wide, like 140%, and keep it low and level. This is atmosphere, not a lead. For a classic old school moment, do a tasteful time smear in the last bar before the drop. Make a return track with delay. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter out lows under 200 Hz so it doesn't swamp your bass. Then right before the drop, send a snare fill or a vocal stab into it so you get that echo trail falling into the downbeat. Now, the drop impact. This is where the modern punch shows up, and it's all about contrast. Right on the downbeat, cut the chorus mix on the MID to almost nothing, like 0 to 10%. That's the focus button. Also consider pulling roar drive down slightly at the downbeat. I know that sounds backwards, but it's a classic move. If the build is dirtier, and the drop is cleaner but louder feeling, the drop hits harder. The listener hears the drop is bigger because it's more defined. Here's another pro move. Put a utility on the MID and automate a tiny dip, like minus 1.5 dB, for the last 1/8 note before the drop. Then snap it back right at the downbeat. That micro silence creates perceived punch without needing more loudness. Now let's add a key workflow step for authentic old school texture, resampling. Create an audio track called Resample Bass. Set its input to resampling. Solo the bass group and record a few bars of your build, especially the last 8 to 16 bars where the automation is peaking. Now process that audio clip. EQ8 to tame any harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if it got too spicy. A little saturator for glue. A tiny bit of redux for texture. Then blend this resample under your main bass during the build, or even quietly under the drop at around minus 20 dB. It gives you that printed feel, like committing to audio the way older workflows forced you to do, without sacrificing your clean sub. Before we wrap, a few coach notes that will instantly make this feel more pro. to side early who owns the 120 to 200 HC zone. If your kick is weighty, make the base low mids leaner by shaping the MID around 140 to 220. If your kick is snappy and small, you can let the base carry more 150 to 200, but keep it steady with mild compression on the MID. The mistake is letting both kick and base fight in that area while you wonder why the drop feels weak. Also, use Sliv 12 mixer and clip gain for energy. Not just plugins. Over 16 bars, you can bring the MID up just half a dB to 1 dB while you simultaneously reduce chorus and width right before the drop. That's the kind of subtle staging that sounds like a Riedel record. And do a mono check that actually matters. First, solo the sub. It should feel solid with no weird wobble. Second, solo the MID and set its width to zero. You should still hear a strong note, not a disappearing act. Third, listen to the full mix at low volume. Can you still read the bass rhythm? If you can't, you've got masking, not power. If you find your vintage dirt is softening the front edge too much, don't force it in series. Parallel it. Put an audio effect rack on the MID. One clean chain with EQ and light dynamics. One grime chain with roar, redux, chorus. Automate the grime chain up during the build and down at the drop. That gives you dirt without sacrificing impact.